How did Dramatise start?
Yeah, great question. So Dramatise started 12 and a half years ago, where we recognised the need for adults with learning disabilities over in Spelthorne, so Ashford, Shepperton, that kind of way. And I looked to my business partner and I said to her, why do people have to leave this group that I was watching at the age of 18? And she said, it's just adulthood, then they move on, but there's nothing out there. And I said, well, let's change that. Let's do something about it. We run one workshop a week that got inundated, then we grew and grew, and we kind of were very much voice-led by our students. So they wanted a day provision. So hence the name Dramatise. We focused on the arts, but then we've grown with our students. So they wanted an open mic night, so we started a nightclub. They wanted employment, so therefore we started our employment and our tea rooms. So we're very much led by their voice and their wants and their desires, because at the end of the day we're for them, so why not be led by them?
What do people get out of Dramatise?
Ultimately we provide the care and support for them, underlining, but equally we're trying to help them further their personal development, so to reach what they can reach, and that may be the unexpected, or that may be just simple life skills like washing their hands or choosing a healthy option at lunchtime, or that can be then running the tea room themselves. So it really kind of varies for each individual. We're very person-centered in that way. In regards to kind of what they get, obviously they get the care support, they get the underlining kind of activities, but equally they get a safe platform to build confidence, to build their friendships with one another, with like-minded peers, and equally a safe place for them to go have fun and actually feel valued.
Why do people with learning disabilities find it difficult to get into work?
I think there's a lot of barriers out there, especially within employment, because employers don't necessarily know how to support, how to engage and actually understand each individual's skills, and I think that's the barriers that they face. So it's almost kind of exploring that with local businesses to actually say, look, these individuals have great strengths, you just have to put XYZ into place and then they'll really thrive within your setting. But it's getting an understanding and actually having that conversation.
So what support do you give the guys in the tea room?
Yeah, so what they, like I said, they have customer service, they go on the barista machine, they have baking skills, but they also look at things like money management, travel training, communication training, because how do they get to the job? How do they get on that train? How do they get on that bus? How do they look after their budget? Do they have enough money to actually get the bus all week to get to their job? So it's all those fundamental skills, and then at the end of the programme, we then actually link with a couple of organisations that then work with them closely to see what is it that they want to do. Okay, what is available in the local area, and if that suits them as well.
So how do you get in touch with it?
So Dramatise is my baby, me and Joe, my business partner's baby. We started up all because of Joe's daughter. She has autism and Down syndrome, and we started it for her, but just purely because we knew there was a gap in the market, and I had the theatrical background, Joe had the care background, so we combined our knowledges together, and we're here 12 and a half years later.
Still going strong.
And it is things like just your little moments where a student might smile, or they might achieve making a new drink on the barista machine, or even just a cheeky comment that gets you through the day and actually spurs you on to do the next thing for Dramatise.
There's so many benefits, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
What's the best thing about the job?
Oh, it's got to be the students all day long. Their cheekiness. You just never know what to expect and what they come out with.
Where do you want to take it in the future?
Oh, well, at the moment we've got 4 sites, and I would love to keep replicating this. However, my biggest want and desire is actually for students with learning disabilities to be recognised equally in the local community.
How do you achieve that?
By serving one cup of tea at a time and breaking down those barriers.
What do people say about this place?
I think the thing that they notice the most is actually how welcoming our students are, and actually what warm hearts they all have, and what opportunities we're giving them, whereas before they may not necessarily have been faced with someone with a disability or know how to engage with someone, but here we've provided a safe platform for them actually to start integrating into the local community.
Do you think it'll change people's ideas and to get into work and stuff like that?
I'm really hoping it starts to integrate both the disabled community and the general public and actually gain recognition. I mean, I can't change people's kind of mindsets, but I'm hoping with our ethos and actually coming into the tea room and seeing their potential, hopefully we are breaking down some of those barriers.
How did Dramatise start?
Yeah, great question. So Dramatise started 12 and a half years ago, where we recognised the need for adults with learning disabilities over in Spelthorne, so Ashford, Shepparton, that kind of way. And I looked to my business partner and I said to her, why do people have to leave this group that I was watching at the age of 18? And she said, it's just adulthood, then they move on, but there's nothing out there. And I said, well, let's change that. Let's do something about it. We run one workshop a week that got inundated, then we grew and grew, and we kind of were very much voice-led by our students. So they wanted a day provision. So hence the name Dramatise. We focused on the arts, but then we've grown with our students. So they wanted an open mic night, so we started a nightclub. They wanted employment, so therefore we started our employment and our tea rooms. So we're very much led by their voice and their wants and their desires, because at the end of the day we're for them, so why not be led by them?
What do people get out of Dramatise?
Ultimately we provide the care and support for them, underlining, but equally we're trying to help them further their personal development, so to reach what they can reach, and that may be the unexpected, or that may be just simple life skills like washing their hands or choosing a healthy option at lunchtime, or that can be then running the tea room themselves. So it really kind of varies for each individual. We're very person centred in that way. In regards to kind of what they get, obviously they get the care support, they get the underlining kind of activities, but equally they get a safe platform to build confidence, to build their friendships with one another, with like-minded peers, and equally a safe place for them to go, have fun, and actually feel valued.
Why do people with learning disabilities find it difficult to get into work?
I think there's a lot of barriers out there, especially within employment, because employers don't necessarily know how to support, how to engage and actually understand each individual's skills, and I think that's the barriers that they face. So it's almost kind of exploring that with local businesses to actually say, look, these individuals have great strengths, you just have to put XYZ into place and then they'll really thrive within your setting. But it's getting an understanding and actually having that conversation.
So what support do you give the guys in the tea room?
Yeah, so what they, like I said, they have customer service, they go on the barista machine, they have baking skills, but they also look at things like money management, travel training, communication training, because how do they get to the job? How do they get on that train? How do they get on that bus? How do they look after their budget? Do they have enough money to actually get the bus all week to get to their job? So it's all those fundamental skills. And then at the end of the program, we then actually link with a couple of organisations that then work with them closely to see what is it that they want to do. Okay, what is available in the local area, and if that suits them as well.
So how do you get in touch with it?
So Dramatise is my baby, me and Joe, my business partner's baby. We started up all because of Joe's daughter. She has autism and Down syndrome, and we started it for her, but just purely because we knew there was a gap in the market, and I had the theatrical background, Joe had the care background, so we combined our knowledges together, and we're here 12 and a half years later.
Still going strong.
And it is things like just your little moments where a student might smile, or they might achieve making a new drink on the barista machine, or even just a cheeky comment that gets you through the day and actually spurs you on to do the next thing for Dramatise.
There's so many benefits, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
What's the best thing about the job?
Oh, it's got to be the students all day long. Their cheekiness. You just never know what to expect and what they come out with.
Where do you want to take it in the future?
Oh, well, at the moment we've got 4 sites, and I would love to keep replicating this. However, my biggest want and desire is actually for students with learning disabilities to be recognised equally in the local community.
How do you achieve that?
By serving one cup of tea at a time and breaking down those barriers.
What do people say about this place?
I think the thing that they notice the most is actually how welcoming our students are, and actually how what warm hearts they all have and what opportunities we're giving them, whereas before they may not necessarily have been faced with someone with a disability or know how to engage with someone. But here we've provided a safe platform for them actually to start integrating into the local community.
Giving up people, you'll change people's ideas and to get into work and stuff like that?
I'm really hoping it starts to integrate both the disabled community and the general public and actually gain recognition. I mean, I can't change people's kind of mindsets, but I'm hoping with our ethos and actually coming into the tea room and seeing their potential, hopefully we are breaking down some of those barriers.
So Lorraine, what do you think about the changes here at the Vine, the Dramatise Community Centre?
I think it's absolutely wonderful that this place can still stay open and provide a space for everybody to come and enjoy in the community. I love what they've done with it. I actually came in partway through and I thought I'd gone into one of Alan Carr's Design Challenge programme because it was partly painted and it, yeah. I could see the bones of it, and I thought this is going to be lovely, and it is completely different, but it is really lovely. Yeah. I've already been and sampled some of their noughties at the counter.
Ooh, what have you had? What do you recommend?
I've had a Twix Rocky Road.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
I had to share it with my husband. It's almost too big for one person. You could almost manage four people out of it.
Wow.
It is, I believe, homemade. And I've been very good today because there's a chocolate orange cake there which should have my name on it, but I'm being really good.
So definitely improved offering when it comes to food and drink then.
It was always different. Nice. The community spirit here and the staff were always very welcoming, and it was lovely atmosphere. But yes, I would say they had limited facilities in that respect. And now, yes, I would say it's definitely worth a visit. I have been to their previous place at Moorcroft, and I can vouch that their toasted sandwiches with particularly nice crisps. Oh, this is making me sound awful, isn't it?
It sounds like my foodie.
And I think they make their own coleslaw, and I don't like coleslaw, but I like their coleslaw.
There you go, high praise then, absolutely.
And I'm trying to spread the word, and I'll be coming back with two friends next Monday for lunch. So that says it all, doesn't it?
Brilliant. And what does having this sort of facility in the community and keeping it open, what does that mean to you?
I don't actually live in that hill. I live in Mayford. But I've come here for various reasons, mostly to do with charitable things that I do, and always had a wonderful welcome from the staff here. I've known the people who've come in for various eating and drinking, but also for the clubs that meet here, and I'm very pleased that they can still use the hall, so there's going to be plenty going on for people. And I think it just is a lovely space that people will feel that they can come and spend a fair amount of time. It is a cafe, but I think it has a feel that people aren't going to be too hot on you, right, clear it away, you must go. Which, if you've got a smaller space and you're also even more commercial, I like the idea as well that I think it is a charity in its own right, and it is a charity worth supporting. Mm. We need to help people who have more disabilities to get into the real world, and I think the hospitality industry is probably quite struggling at the moment, so perhaps it's a really good time for them to take on board people who can learn to be just as good and do so I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. And you know, if people can see people with learning disabilities serving the community behind the counter, you know, that's kind of putting, hopefully changing perceptions, changing people's ideas as well.
Yes, I agree, it's a really good thing in every respect, really. So I wish it success, and I'm telling everybody I can, and we're certainly going to support it ourselves. So please, thank you for supporting them as well, and yes, go Dramatise.
I mean, you don't have to go to Goldsworth Park, or, you know, you'd have to travel. This is so convenient.
It's a really good thing in every respect, really. So I wish it success, and I'm telling everybody I can, and we're certainly going to support it ourselves.
It looks lovely. The decoration is fantastic. It remains to be seen if the elder people will come back, because elder people don't like change.